Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette, and tonight, Brother Eddie is going to be discussing where we get paid reparations. Brother Eddie, hello, are you with me?
Yes, I am, Sister Antoinette. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're loud and clear.
That's great. How are you doing this evening? I'm doing good. And yourself?
I'm well, thank you.
Okay, good. Good to hear.
Yes.
Tonight's class, family, is Will We Get Reparations? Because we've been talking about it probably. You've heard about it all your life. Because they've been talking about it before most of us were born. So, yes, will we get reparations? And I want the family to think about that, because again, we're dealing with all of this metaphysically as well as numerology. So think outside the box, but also look at paid reparations. Will we get it? So before we get started, let me bring in the family as normal, starting with Ashe to the ancestors, Namaste to the elders, and much love, respect, and honor to the family and listening audience for your time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that you share with us. It is greatly and always appreciated. Thank you to the utmost. So with that, Sister Antoinette, do you have any current events that you want to share with the family?
Not really. We do have a caller, though. Can we take
okay.
the caller?
Yeah.
I'm really off this week.
No
hello,
problem.
Mr. Parrish.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, we can hear
yes.
you.
Yes. Greetings, Mother AZ.
Greetings. What is phone is crazy. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am,
yes, we can
hear you.
Excellent. Family, thank you. This is a special day for me, and if you hear something in the background, I got the engine running because it's cold. I'm cold, and I got to stay warm, and I want to be comfortable where I can hear this. I'm in the middle of a transition, and I'm reaching out. I don't reach out, but I'm reaching out now. I'm looking, I need some donations. I'm sitting here in the U-Haul truck at the storage family getting ready to make a change, a transfer. And anything would be greatly appreciated, because I need to keep this truck one more day to complete. The energies are something else, but the Creator has been showing me that I have your back. Normally, I don't reach out like this. However, it's necessary. And I'm grateful for you, Brother Harris, because your teachings has really made a difference in my life. And I believe that my dad from the other side, because when he just crossed over in, I think in 95 or 96, he came and he said, Roberta, you don't have to leave Pettigrew State Park. We have you just where you want, where we want you to be. And this was in 95 or 96, I think. I'm tired. But he made it clear that I am to pay attention to the numbers way back in the day. And I know now that there were several, including my dad, that prepared me to listen to you, Brother Harris. And that's all that I'm tired, y'all. I want to listen and gather the downloads, because it's a lot that I found out in the stronghold, and it was strong. Cochise prepared. That this weekend, last week, well, you know, the 11-11 and all of that, be prepared, family. So, again, to you, Brother Harris, Brother Eddie Harris, the numbers team, because you have made a difference in my life, and my dad is very grateful for your teachings. And Delbert Blair, Dr. Delbert Blair is in the house. Thank us. I appreciate it. I'm going to cut this off because it's giving me. Thank you. Thank us.
Thank you. Your donations is on the five. Donation is a five.
And let me interject this, Sister Antoinette. I am proud of you, how I have noticed your growth just by listening, and you're something else. And I appreciate you so much. And keep in mind, you are an Aquarian, right?
Yes.
Tucson, Arizona is Aquarius, and there's a lot happening. And I've been meaning to ask Brother Kwame and Brother Harris about Aquarius, because it's interesting right now. Peace.
Oh.
I'm going to drink my orange juice and be quiet.
Peace
okay,
and
well,
much love, Mother AZ. And I would like for you to come back right before the 10 o'clock hour, before people call in and listen to the rest, the remainder of the show. And again, talk about the donations that you're looking for so that people who aren't on the call now that will be on the call later on during the show will hear what you said. So, yes, because, again, we want to make sure that whatever we can do for you and help you, you know, we will. And, again, by repeating it again at the end of the show so others that didn't hear it at the beginning of the show, things will happen because you're echoing your voice. You're manifesting what you need.
Okay. I'm going to mute, family, but I will be here. I'm going to mute. Thank you, Sister Antoinette. I love you. I love you all.
Oh, thank
love
you.
It.
I love you, too.
Okay, Sister Antoinette, you said you did not have anything?
No, I you know what? I left my tablet. Because I did write it down, but I left my tablet. No, I guess basically no.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm really off. Please excuse me, y'all.
No problem at all. We all have our off days here and there. And again, I want the family to think of a few things right quick. Dealing with of mental health and what all of this is dealing with, because at the end of the day, we will see again that all of this has been a distraction by way of the occult English language that we speak, and we all are still trying to grasp a hold to this occult language. Because we're seeing the hidden spells now within our growth that's behind this language that we were taught to accept. So, first and foremost, family, we all know what reparations is. If you don't know the definition, reparations is the making right for the wrongs that has been done by others to another, paying money to or otherwise helping those who have been wronged. So that is the definition of reparations that we talk about so much. But metaphysically, did you know, family, that reparations is that five we always talk about? Reparations equal 41. 4 plus 1 is 5. By the way, the title of tonight's class, Will We Get Reparations? 5 words that also equal a 5. Will we get reparations equals 95? 9 plus 5 is 14. 1 plus 4 is 5. So we will see if we will really get reparations. And like I said, I want the family to think about that. While you're thinking about our mental health state of mind, you're in a funk, not the P-funk, but being in a funk is being in a depressed state of mind, part of the funk that most people are in. And reparations, woo. I want to give a slight conversation that nature had with me today, but I'll leave that tied into the end, because if I actually gave the information that I was given, this class would be, what, no more than 5 or 10 minutes, and it would be over. So that's why I saved this for the end of the class. But reparations, whoo, what are we waiting on? Who are we waiting on for paid reparations, family? You, I am, we, already been paid reparations. Again, when we are distracted, confused, or caught up, tied up, bound, trapped, limited by the word reparations, by its definition, description, and direction, it limits our thoughts because we're fixated on that definition of being paid. As it put in there specifically, money, and this is the hang up. We're thinking money for reparations, when I just told us reparations is the 5, 41. By the way, paid is 13. So you have that 4, 13, and that 5, 41. Reparations, paid reparations, 4 and 5. I've been paid, like I said, we've all been paid reparations every day. But we're looking at reparations by the distraction of the word's definition of English. Reparations, or paid reparations, is what a lot of people are still waiting for, called the second coming of Jesus Christ. And they're still waiting on that, like people are still waiting on paid reparations. We're waiting on what and for who? Reparations or paid reparations is no more than knowing myself, knowing yourself. Because once you know yourself, once I know myself, I can fix myself. Because that's where it starts, not outside of me, not with a group, not even with a family. It starts with me first to share within that circle of that family, that circle of a group, of a neighborhood, of a community. Fix myself. And while fixing myself, you are exposing the liar within, as well as exposing all of these liars outside of yourself. Paid reparations is ancient wisdom, family, that we constantly talk about, that we are among the ancestor realm. And this is what's being exposed to us through ancient wisdom. Once we start to share our experiences, that's basically where we're coming from. We start at the very moment just by saying the simple things. As a simple song by Roy Ayers mentioned, everybody loves the sunshine. It's simple, family. It's knowing that once we share our experience, we are only teaching what we have learned. You can't teach anything that you have not learned. This is the brain control. Some call it mind control, but the brain control is being hacked by professional hackers. But we are learning how to change things because we see a change happening. Things are happening. People are constantly feeling these changes happening. The more we get into nature, the more our maturity grows because we feel what is happening in nature. We become tuned in because we start to turn off a lot of these contraptions, devices, gizmos, technology, whatever you want to call it. We have no balance in our lives right now. Because if we just balance the 24-hour day into halves of a 12-hour and 12-hour, we don't turn off phones for 12 hours. Turn it off. We don't do that. So there in itself tells us that the balance is off. This is, we could look at our lives and see that our lives are mirrored by the things that we do. Are we walking the walk that we really talk? Or as it said, we're talking a good game. And this is why game recognize game. The game that is being recognized is that we identify now the mental health state that most people are in. This is a pandemic, if you will. This is the real pandemic. The real health crisis is mental health, not coronavirus, not COVID-19, not the Omicron, and all these other variations that they will continue once they start it from the very jump. Once we get into this, knowing that we're able to change the things that are around us, starting from our thought alone, from your thought, family, you begin to see that you have the power of incantations using the words to cast spells. Don't run from that. Because again, just like reparations, the distraction by their definition to see it one way, to be bound and trapped and limited to that way and that way only of seeing that word by its definition, description, and direction. We will find out that we speak things into existence because speaking it makes it manifest. This is the reason that I told Mother AZ to come back on at the end of the class and announce her concerns and the help from the family that she needs. We manifest what we're speaking. But do we truly believe these things? We have to truly recognize that we are still learning English. We're in school. This is the real school right here. We saw now the public school system was the illusion of distraction of using all that time of teaching us truly nothing. Because if it didn't start with teaching you about yourself and teaching you everything else first, so that at the end of the day, you being an adult, grown up, or still trying to find yourself, because all this time inquired in school was to take you away from who you are, who we are. We're still learning English by the alphabet. And we will finally realize who we are biblically through this transition of being distracted by this paid reparations. Because it's truly for the meek and the righteous. And I think biblically it's the meek and the righteous who will inherit the earth. Why are we thinking about those who will not inherit the earth trying to get off the earth? We spend more time talking about Elon Musk and everybody else building ships to go to Mars, to go to the moon, to get off, because they're not among the meek. And Lord knows, definitely not the righteous. We're not looking at why they're running, because it tells us right there who they are and why they're running. If they're not part of that, meek and righteous. We have to come out of the dark only because the darkness that we're in keeps us blind. There's nothing wrong or nothing to fear in the dark. But when you can't sense, feel your way around, then it's being blind, as the blind leading the blind. No one has that source or beacon of light that shines within that will illuminate an aura of light that we all carry, all can draw from. But we don't. And it's because of what this system has taught us by way of education and misforming us, keeping us distracted on things that at the end of the day aren't even talked about anymore. We know how important our signature is, but we can ask the youth today, if they know how to work write in cursive. And most will look at you with the amaze and the astonishment on their face, like, what is cursive writing? We were taught penmanship, even get graded for your penmanship. Now everything is electronic, fingerprint, handprint, facial recognition, your eye print, again, taking away that importance of that signature, the importance of writing, arithmetic and reading. Reading, writing, and arithmetic. War. What is it good for? Reading, writing, and arithmetic. The fighting war takes life away. This is what we're seeing that is repeated in history over and over again. Wars, rumors of wars, et cetera, et cetera, so on and so forth. But just like understanding, it's a concerted effort for the population to be depopulated by way of drugs, legally and legal, pharmaceutical, illegal, and illegal, in the system at hand itself, called the FDA. The drugs are administered in the foods. How long have we been talking about that? And it's called food and drug administer, or administration, as they call it. But they're administering drugs in the food. Do we really think about it when we know that all of these foods that we consume has to be approved by the FDA? And when we see it's an overabundance of sodium being salt and an overabundance of sugar, corn syrup, etc., and everything we eat that is beyond human consumption, and it's still approved, how can we trust a government, a system, who poisons our food? And we've been talking about it for some time now. It's even dear to us on a level that's called biological and chemicals that are being used against the family, against the people. And it's getting more profound because the awakening is happening so quickly now that people around the world are feeling what's in the air. They're feeling the current of wind. They're feeling the gentle breeze. And it's awakening all senses of all humanity. Not knowing that just by saying the simple things that the solution that we're looking for is love. This is what fixes everything. But it's understanding that we have to truly find the facts. As we share our experiences, know that we are among chosen spirits. This is what's bringing us together because the spirit is magnetic. And right now I want to go back and break down basically the things that I was saying that allows us to know that this is paid reparations. Again, when we're looking for that reparations five to fix us, fix is five. It's up to us to fix us. How long have we been saying that? But yet we're still looking for someone to fix us because they use the word called reparations. The names change, but the numbers remain the same. I've been paid reparations because the Creator has paid me with truth. The truth is my payment. Truth is 31. Paid is 13. I'm paid with truth. My reparations is to reveal. Reparations 41:5, reveal is 23:5. That's my paid reparations. The truth being revealed. We're putting too much on something that somebody gave us the way they wanted us to have it. Again, even biblically, it tells us to have your personal relationship. This happens to be mine. I'm sharing it. I'm not forcing it on anyone, and that's anybody that gives you anything should give it to you openly, not trying to force you and tell you that this is right, this is wrong. No, because even the way I see it, I already know that you're supposed to see it a different way with these same numbers. But it's words that you use that I don't use, but the words you use, I see them by number. This is what gets me when we are fighting over paid reparations, but we're saying we're getting reparations by different things. Before I go back and break this down, let me tell you about my incident today, which was no more than natural things, being in nature, raking the leaves. And while I was raking the leaves, oh, man, the sun rays hit me at an angle It made me stop and look up at the sun and get part of what we are talking about in tonight's class, directly from the rays of the sun. Let the sun shine. And to use that, what I got was paid reparations that I get every day comes right there from the sun rays. Why do I say that? Because paid for reparations 5 is the sun 13, which is 4, rays is 14, which is 5. Because without the sun rays, nothing else matters, baby. Come on now. If the sun did not appear, if we didn't get sun, we can call it quits. It's over. That's what we're paid every day, that sun appears. When that sun shines, baby, that's paid reparations. Everything else is man-made. It's his program, his story. It has nothing to do with the metaphysical of God and Christ. Well, God and Christ is 4 God, 5 is Christ. Metaphysics. Meta is 5, physics is 4. I've been saying this since I've been given this because it's all metaphysical. It's all connected. All is 5, connected is 4. This is all connected. We separated by the this occult language of English by each and every word that goes its own particular way, not knowing that these numbers behind the words are pulling us together. Because each word, by its definition, gives us some place to go that has nothing to do with bringing us together. That's why this 5 is so powerful, because 5 is divided. Divided we fall, divide and conquer. That's what they've been doing, but they divided us first from our thought. They grabbed a hold to your mind first. And then it's easy to control your body. This is why they're controlling our children and a great part of us through education. Controlling our minds, the way we think, on a linear level. The same way a computer is programmed. From the thoughts of the minds of those who come up with this dastardly stuff. And let me recant that, because you come to find out that most of these inventions, if not all, came from others, and it was stolen and patented by all of these, I don't even know if I want to call them people at times, from the things that they've done.
Call them
but
demons.
Were you saying something, Sister Antoinette?
I said I call them demons.
Okay. That's a good word, too. But that's what the paid reparations is, family. It's our ancient wisdom that from this brain control, and let me give you the numbers, because again, to get what we need to get, we have to question all. Questioning all is the key. Questioning is a 4, in all is five. By the number question is 49. 4 plus 9 is 13. 1 plus 3 is 4. Question is 4. How do we get any answer that you are looking for? You get your answer by questioning. But the key has always been, you have to know the right question to ask. Because if you don't know the right answer, don't ask, don't tell. If you don't know the right question to ask, I ain't telling you squat. This is their makeup. They is the system of the government. Those who put this into action. We share our experience. Share is 23, which is 5. Experience is 40. The 4 and the 5, metaphysics, the paid reparations. See, all of this is the paid reparations. Fix myself. Fix 14 being 5. Myself is 22, paid reparations. You're paid reparations when you fix yourself. Can't nobody fix you but you. People can assist you in fixing yourself. But at the end of the day, it comes straight from you, straight from your heart. That's why your heart is so important. Your heart is the first organ of the fetus that is developed within 4, their spirit again, 31, which is 4. 4 weeks is when the heart develops. This is what we are judged on. Judgment Day comes directly from the heart. And your heart is the passion that touches those by the words you speak. This is why we're talking about what we're talking about today, right now in this class, how you speak it into existence. Judgment Day comes to a 6. Heart comes to a 6. Word comes to a 6. That's your goal. Your G-O-L-D goal. Again, we know the value of the material of gold and silver, but it's the human beings that are more valuable than gold. We can go on the market and see how much an ounce of melanin would be that we carry. How much for your heart, lungs, liver, so forth and so on, that are being sold on the market. When we talk about our children coming up missing, we talking about slave trafficking with children and young females, now young boys too, it doesn't matter. This is the all-out war. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. But by the acronyms, it's something, because that war is used for us doing the reading, writing, and arithmetic. We finally learned how to read this English language. We know how to write it now. We have to go back and start adding up the arithmetic, the words, adding up the numbers behind the words we speak. Hopefully this will help us, those who are still walking in a blind state of mind, to understand to stop waiting on that reparations, paid reparations, because that's the second coming of Jesus Christ that you're waiting on. And it's been here because all paid reparations, the second coming of Jesus Christ, is truth being revealed, family, short and simple. And every day that the sun shines, Sun 13:4, shine is 23 to 5. Sunshine. The 4 and the 5 we know is 9. And 9 is spiritual completion. This is why, again, they are basically going after our spirit. When we talk about AI, even by their definition and by ours, we know that AI, being artificial, does not have a soul. This is why the spirit is under attack. This is the war. Understanding when we say biological warfare. Well, guess what? Biological warfare comes to four. Chemicals come to five. The four and the five, biological and chemicals. It's like the drug being four and five being food. The chemicals are being placed in our food. So in order that we're getting paid, we're getting bits and parts of the truth that we're able to share with one another. This is how we get this word and get the truth resonating, because that's what it's going to take. Nothing great and grand. The people are going to do it because the vibration of truth, by what we speak, that we're able to manifest once our thoughts change. We have that power because we keep talking about the change that we see, hear, and feel. We're tuned in to a change. But we all know by now change is 23, which is the 5. Sam Cooke said it best. A change is going to come. Guess what, family? The change is here. We are the change. See, we looking for something. And again, fix 5. Change is 5. The fix is in for us to change things. Things is 32, which is 5. Just saying the simple things. Just is 23. Saying is 22. The 5 and the 4. Simple 22, things 32. Metaphysics, just the simple things. Family, we thinking of all this crazy stuff. I know. It's very simple. Life is simple. Man made life complex. Life itself is very simple. We don't need much to survive. In nature, we buying all this other stuff and things and garbage and trash that we don't need, that we use maybe a month or two. Some people put up on a shelf and it's forgot about. Next thing is moved from the shelf down in the basement, in the garage, storage bins, whatever. And it's stuff. We accumulate a lot of stuff. But guess what? Stuff is 31. Why the spirit doesn't need a whole lot of stuff. This is why now a lot of people are into moving from place to place, and we still try to hold on to stuff. That's spirit, baby. You can't hold on to spirit like that. That's the transition that happens, that we have to let things go. Let it go. If I love you, I can let you go. Well, how can you let me go if you love me? Because you're not me. You don't see what I see by the numbers. Understanding love is 14 which is 5. Let go is 23, which is 5, baby. I got 5 on it. I can let you go in a heartbeat. It's easy to me. Easy is 14, the 5. It's unconditional love. That's all part of God in Christ. It's all part of the paid reparations. It's all part of truth being revealed. How much truth have we been getting from different people, different sources? Let's say for the last 3 years since this pandemic, which is 23, of coronavirus, which is 41, that we were introduced to in 2020, the 4 and the 5. 4 being 2020, coronavirus being 41, which is 5, the 4 and the 5. These people know what they're doing. We just don't see it. But when we start to see these numbers behind the words, and you keep saying the same number, different words, it raises flags, family. And it's been doing that for quite some time with me. I broke down all of these different mass shootings, which we are seeming to get an influx of mass shootings again since we have Joe Biden back in office as president instead of vice president. And I haven't really gotten into it because it takes a lot of time away from the spiritual connection that we should be more concerned with than a lot of this outside game that's being played on us. But if we go back during the administration of Biden and Obama, I think one of the prevalent ones that most people remember, for me, was the numbers, stood out. Sandy Hook. Sandy is 14. There's that 5. And Hook is 13. There's that 4. Oh, man. Oh, no. Come on. You just don't see it. Mandalay Bay Hotel in Vegas. Mandalay is a 4, Bay is 5. Did we see it? It just keep changing the names, family. The numbers stay the same. Even Stephen Paddock, who did the shooting, was on the 32nd floor, 5. And he shot and killed 58 people. 5 plus 8 is 13. 1 plus 3 is 4. The 32nd floor to 5 and 58 people to 4. And once they killed him, he made 59, which is that 5 again. He was on the 32nd floor. I can go on, but that's not what this class is about, family. It's in the archives. But again, this is our pay reparations. What are we talking about? Waiting on somebody to give us what we get when we open our eyes every morning, seeing the sunshine through our windows, the sunshine through our blinds, the sunshine that kisses my face when I walk out in nature. The sun rays that gives me the natural vitamins that I need, that most melanated people are deficient, being vitamin D. But D being 4 comes straight from the sun. Sun is 13, which is 4. Do we see the connection with the numbers, how it all works? Not knowing the numbers behind the words that connects us to the whole. It's all connected. That's the paid reparations scene, that it's all connected. Being able to give the truth, because it's the truth and only the truth that will set you free. How long have we heard that quote? But we're not pushing. Not pushing truth. We're pushing the lies when we regurgitate and repeat stories that has nothing to do with the Creator coming in from within you, because you're looking at everything else that all other sources have created that we talk about. And talk is 13, which is 4. 13 is God. If we ain't talking about God somewhere in it, we're not lost. Because for me, we don't even see God behind the number of the words we're speaking. And God is right there every day, all day, in the words we're speaking. Christ is right there with him. And we don't see it, because we only see things one way by its definition that is purposely given to us to keep us distracted. Talking about their definition of that word that way, and it basically becomes that matrix, that dream world that we're in, keeping these things tangible and alive. We keep it alive. If we did not repeat COVID-19, if we did not repeat the coronavirus when it first came out, it would have been stricken. They would have stopped using it. We could have had them go right back to using flu. Where did the flu go? To the common cold. Where did the cold go? Right now they will drum up the flu and the cold and start talking about a flu shot.
No. They are. They're already talking
the
about
flu,
that.
Well, the flu vaccine is no more than the coronavirus vaccine.
No, now you get them both together.
Yeah. Well, like I said, we've been getting it from people who haven't thought about it or don't think about it all these years. They've been getting flu vaccines no more than the guinea pigs to those who are taking the corona vaccine today.
Yeah.
The coronavirus vaccine was no more than the flu vaccine updated. Because guess what, family? Coronavirus is 41, which is 5. Flu is 14, which is 5. Again, they keep changing these things. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
We look at COVID-19 comes to 38. 3 plus 8 is 11. 1 plus 1 is 2. Cold is 11, the 2. They replaced two common things, the cold and the flu, and gave them exotic names like coronavirus and COVID-19, and we started regurgitating it, giving it life, killing the flu and the cold, which was already dead. So again, these people use, for me, the same numbers, different words, because we will find out after a while that the frequency is the power of the word, and the number carries the frequency. That's why all the words of God that has power, that 4, most people use all the time and don't know. That's the real fight. Fight is 31, God 13, spiritual 4. Spirit 31, the spirit of God. 31:13. It mirrors. It mirrors. But all of this is no more than part of the truth. See, because understanding that we have that power using incantations to cast spells They've been doing this since the English language, English being 32, which is the 5, that you use to cast spells. Cast spells is 41, the 5. This is why, again, reparations is 41. They're going to cast the spells with the word reparations. Got us looking that way, and they're going this way. So trick, 23 is trick of the magician. Sleight of hand. The illusion. Now you see me, now you don't. Abracadabra, baby. But this is what they're doing. And all we have to do is switch off. Switch is 31. Off is 14. Switch off what? Off is 14 to 5. Well, let's start with the computer. Computer is 32 to 5. Damn it, turn the computers off. Well, I'm on my phones. I got phones. Well, phones is 23. Huh. The 5. Turn them off. Ain't that something? Computer, 32, phones. And I put an S onto that, family. Phones, 23. It's the 5. This is why when we talk about the mental health, this is taking us farther down the rabbit hole where we put so much into the technology and not enough into humanity. Technology has trumped humanity, and we bought into it, and we've sold our children on it. Because when I hear a story still today how children in certain places are going off, snapping, beating, even killing their parents, grandparents, a loved one because of this technology. And getting it on with no restrictions like everything else now. We just get it and let them go butt wild. No restrictions, no time limit, nothing said, nothing given as far as regulations and rules that will be followed. We don't even look at it that way because game doesn't recognize the game. That game that we recognize is understanding that that contributes to the detriment of our children's health, better yet, their mental health. Getting used and accustomed to being by themselves with a piece or a device and not people. Not knowing, again, how to communicate. The home, the dinner table were the places that we learned how to communicate properly. And we know today that is not done. Most houses, most places, apartments, I don't care where you go, you don't see an everyday 5-6 o'clock dinner or supper sitting down and everybody's there at the table at dinner time, at supper time to eat. No, everybody's in a different corner of the house, the basement, the room, some even in the bathroom, damn it, eating food on the phone and or playing on the phone. Even the Sunday dinners that we would get together and have, that soul food, somebody in the family would have fixed dinner every Sunday where everybody could come over. That don't even happen no more. We saw that in the movie Soul Food. But these things don't happen anymore. See, we, when I say we, generationally being the baby boomers, are the last of a dying breed who still have this information, these things that we did, that a lot of them we need to get back to. Granted, update them, but get back to them. make them more feasible in the times that we live, which we can. Making the old things new. Same thing that we're doing right now in these classes. We're making the old things new because everything that we're talking about is old. But by inserting the numbers behind the words now, we see it a whole new, different way. We don't see it the way that the educational program taught us to look at words and to look at this. And the limitation is the word. You can't interchange and intermix the words. Yes, you can. Who said you couldn't? Y'all do it. Y'all created this nonsense called English. And just like the law, as soon as we start figuring out, they change the law. The great thing that about this, they can't change the English words the way they've been given in the dictionary as quick as they can change the law. They add on words every year to the dictionary as they add on amendments and change the law every year. Right now, during this month and next month, and last month, October, a lot of laws were passed in your specific states, in your specific cities and counties. We need to take a gander at these things to know what we're up against, because being ignorant to the fact ain't gonna save us anymore. A lot of people just played the ignorant part just to get by, just to get along. That's out the door. Because again, paid reparations is speaking the truth that's being revealed. We have to keep speaking the truth, because that is the revolution that will not be televised, because truth will not be televised. Jack Nicholson said it best, you can't handle the truth, but it's the truth that's going to set us free. And this is why we are the soldiers with our feet on the street making the beat of the change that we want to see, because this is who we are. This is what you must be, whatever it is you want to see. We must be the leaders that show the way. Be the example. We can't sit. We can't afford to sit on the sidelines anymore and just clap our hands or hoop and holler. If you're going to hoop and holler, make it count for something. Make sure that you're sharing vital information that is useful. Granted that a lot of people will not apply the information. But as I said, if you get one, that's enough, because that was the one you were supposed to reach in order to teach. Each one reach one to teach one. Half of the time I hear each one teach one, but if you didn't reach the person you want to teach, you ain't going to teach them nothing. You got to reach, and we got to reach each other. But if it's just one, that's good. You had one more than you had before. And that one that you got is going to get one, and so forth and so on. And this is the movement that it's always been. Technology is good, but it's also meant to harm us, because those who created it for a purpose of keeping data on you. They made it for the purpose of identifying us. Thank us. We truly have X's on our backs, a lot of us. Because, again, their job is to identify those who create trouble, turmoil, whatever phrase they want to use, because we don't agree with the status quo. But I've always been an Eddie, E-D-D-Y. That stream that flows upstream against the current of the mainstream. I have never flowed with the status quo. I've always been that vortex. That whirlpool within the big body of water that goes in that opposite direction. So it's like, again, getting in contact with who and what you really are. It was all predestined before you got here, regardless if we want to believe it or not. It's like, you ain't got to believe in God, but you believe in that sun, don't you? And you know if that sun don't rise, you know what's going to happen. What will cease to exist? That's what we're getting paid. And can't no man duplicate that and tell us he's going to pay us with it. Reparations. His artificial ray is a flashlight, and it's not the basic light of the sun. As my brother's parliament says, flashlight. Everybody's got a little light under the sun shining on the thought family. It's shining on your kingdom. Your brain, your thought, your heaven, your kingdom, all the five, brain, thought, heaven, kingdom, all five. And then they throw another five in there and tell you what you got to do in order to get there. They say, you got a five. I got five on it. You got to die to get to heaven. Die is five. Ain't that something? You got to die. But it's not physical. It's not a physical death. And that's what we're truly understanding now. The die is the change that we're going through. Die is five. Change is five. When we change the beat that comes from the heart, that vessel, from that fourth chamber, fourth chakra that takes you to your top chakra. That's the change that we're going through. We've journeyed that kundalini. We've journeyed that yellow brick road that takes us to the Emerald City, that takes us to our green chakra, so we can determine from that state, do we go up or back down to the bottom chakra? Did we change? Because that's what's happening now. That's part of our reparations, is the change that we keep talking about we're going through. Why are we looking for somebody to pay us the change that we feel? We feel the change. We feel things around us changing. And yet we still want to step back and go back to which we came. We know what's back there. You know it was nothing good. This is why the change is happening. But some of us are so used and comfortable where we are. We've learned how to finagle our way around to get out of things. No. The things that we've been put in, we've been put there to learn a lesson. And the lesson is spiritual because we're living the physical. And we're missing the spiritual lessons that are being handed down. Order to be paid. The truth. So that we can reveal it. That's the reparations. That's the second coming. That sun rays coming through the sky. And what will block the rays of the sun that's in the sky? Well, those rays are 14, which is 5. And what blocks it? The clouds. Clouds are 23 to 5. This is all above. And that's that metaphorical, allegorical things that they talk about in the Bible. Christ coming through the clouds. Christ is 5. Clouds is 5. Coming through the clouds is rays. The rays of the sun. Rays is 5. We're still looking for something tangible and physical and material when we're spiritual, family. And all this is getting us to the spiritual so we won't rely on man's lies, the government's lies, the politician's lies. The energy and time we spend on talking about these people and not truly preparing ourselves for things that are happening, that are coming from nature. If Brother Kwame is on, he might chime in later on and talk about what's getting ready to happen tomorrow dealing with nature and the sun, the solar storms, the solar flares, these things that have been talked about. Because, again, if we've been talking about them, family, for days or weeks or months, but years, we've been talking about blackouts, not truly knowing if it's from the different technologies that are knocking them out or it's natural disasters or from man-made. But all this preparation, materially and physically, have we prepared ourselves spiritually on whatever might go down? The preparation of the physical and material is having all of your tangibles and things that you need in that moment of crisis, your meds, your food, your water, your batteries, your flashlights, so forth and so on. But did we get that spiritual essence together? Did we go inward and commune with self on self-preparation spiritually and emotionally? How much equal time, as I said, with these phones and technology, half of the day, half on, half off, that's not done. But do we even put half of the time in the spiritual essence of things that we should be talking about doing and walking in as we do, talking about all of this political nonsense and this wars, be it Ukraine and Russia, be it Palestine or Israel, be it the Mexicans coming over the border and all these other immigrants fleeing to this country. It's like everything's happening at one time. The plug is being pulled and all the water is going down the drain. Nobody's trying to plug it back up to halt some of this. And it's coming from all direction, all angles, purposely. Don't think that this is by mistake or this is happening one thing after another. because we have, as we say, things are going to get worse before it gets better. It's all what they're doing is they're speeding everything up now because we are getting paid reparations. How is that? Because we're revealing the truth. The truth is being revealed. And this is why it won't be televised. This is why they speed and stuff up, because they don't want these classes to get pushed or promoted. So they're doing their part in bombarding us with all of the chaos. But again, it's a beautiful time to be alive. It's a beautiful thing because I know that our part is order. We're not spreading and amongst the chaos. We recognize it, which means we're not a part of it. But again, I call it my assignment is to bring the order out of the chaos in whatever fashion I've been given to do it. That's why I don't go all over the place and go to this link and that link, and it's because I got enough to do with what I got. It was the sun rays that gave me this little information dealing with pay reparations. Without the sun rays, it's all for naught. We wouldn't be here discussing anything if we didn't see the sun. If it didn't come up, how long would we last without a sun? So what are we talking about, this artificial means of finances that somebody that has wronged us is supposed to write us? And if they ain't apologized and came forth and fessed up, taking responsibility, what are we waiting on? What is being used now? It wasn't us. That was our forefathers. That wasn't me. That was my great-great-granddaddy. You still reaping all the benefits and you still not getting it right. Come on. Some of the things get me that, yes. Yes, go ahead.
I have a song, but I didn't mean to cut, and we also have a caller. So the song is 2 minutes.
Okay, play the song and then let's bring the call in once you play the song.
Okay.
I hear something saying, sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, huh. Ah. Huh. Ah. Huh. Ah. Huh. Ah.
Well, don't you know
that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down, working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away, then you hear somebody say, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. Can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman, whom I love so dear, but meanwhile, I've I've got to work right here.
No, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, all day long they're saying, my work is so hard, give me water, I'm thirsty, my work is so hard, boy, oh, my work is so hard.
Okay, Brother Eddie, now the chain gang is a five. So are
yes.
we the chain gang? Or are they the chain gang?
No, if you, it can go either way, being balanced. But again, if we are the chain gang is the work that we've been doing that is going to pay the dividends now. You know, and we've been working hard for someone else. It's time for us to develop for ourselves.
Yes.
There's another one I meant to mention that, again, we are distracted or trapped, bound by the words we use. We don't see paid reparations is as above, so below. See, because we see paid reparations, we look at it as money, this and that. No. Mm-mm. As above, so below. That's God in Christ. That's why God is as above. As above is 22, which is 4. God is 13, which is 4. So below is Christ. So below is 23. Christ is 32. It all adds up.
Yeah.
But that's why, again, it's metaphysics. It is the paid reparations we've always been getting, but because somebody else put a different name on it, we see it by the name that they gave it and its definition only. And like I said, it's so much more that is hidden in plain sight right in front of us by the words that even we speak from regurgitating or through education. Anyway, let's bring the call in.
Okay, they took their hand down. Caller,
we'll
you put your hand back up. We can bring you in now. Maybe they stepped away for a moment.
Mm-hmm. Which is always good if they do, that they take themselves, put themselves on mute or out of the queue. But, yes, that's it. And, again, when you look at chain gain or anything that you're looking at and you see numbers, you find out, because we are the creators. You create in your paradigm, your metrics, your experience, your lessons, what you want this to become. These are the creators that we are, that we can do these type of things that we want to create. But when we are looking for someone else to tell us, the person that we ask should give us insight and information that will help us, you know.
Yes.
So that's how it is, and that's how it should be. You know, again, we have other people using things to make money and do things other ways of doing everything. And since I did mention money, Mother AG,
well,
I hope you're still there. Okay, bring the
caller
in.
Okay. Oh, okay. We have 19 minutes before you have to call in. You have to call in. Brother Eddie, do you want to
the telephone number is. The telephone number is 605-515.
No, don't get that one. Don't get that one. That one, remember, we were having problems with. Okay, that's the wrong one. But It's not 605, it's 515. I do know
that. I'm sorry,
that.
Well, you got it. That's 515-605-9343. I'm sorry, family. That's 515-605-9343 is the call-in number.
Okay, and you want to give your contact information?
Yes, my contact is eharris12764@gmail.com.
Okay, Brother Kwame.
Thanks, Sister Antoinette, and good evening, Brother Eddie.
What's happening, my elder? How are you doing this evening?
I'm very grateful. You know, I've been sitting here watching Antique Roadshow and listening to you drop some antique knowledge. So it was a combination of the both.
Okay.
The thing that I'm very grateful, you know, that song she played, Sam Cooke's Chain Gang, thing that we're looking at, how do we unchain ourselves from this mental slavery? And that's kind of what you're speaking to, is understanding that you talked about mental illness in the early part of your discussion, was talking about that. And the thing that we have, you know, we've got post-traumatic, PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. Then we have post-traumatic slave syndrome. And so what we're now looking at, okay, how do we unchain that mental slavery? And the part that we have to look at is there's a thing called post-traumatic growth syndrome. And that means is that those tragedies of the trauma and the epigenetics of the slavery has to be looked at as how do we grow out of that state of mind? And how do we become recovered, or how do we reconnect to becoming whole human beings again? And these are the energies that have been coming because we just went through the 11-11-11. And that was a very important part because what we're in is right now we're in what they call the 25th solar cycle. And that's when the sun has these mass ejections. And we had one on the 11th, and this hit the earth and it made the Schumann frequency. And see, when we have these charges from the sun, it might not, it messes with the aurora borealis, it messes with the satellites, sometimes it'll knock out electricity, it's just according on where it hits at, but it creates these magnetic storms. And these magnetic storms sends energy throughout the planet to where even the volcanoes in Iceland and the earthquakes that are happening there is because of Iceland is up there around where the Arctic, the Northern Lights. So that magnetic energy is higher there, and it's activating the plates in the earth, making these shifts. And so what we're having is that our magnetites in our brain, which is crystal and the electrical, is receiving these charges, and it's moving us out of this 3D into this 5D, even though you don't want, we're having what they call ascension disorders. Ascension disorder means is that you have things that you're getting feelings, or you're hearing things, or you having situations in your life that you've never experienced, or you feel in a certain way, the ringing in the ear, or you hearing voices, or you seeing things that, you know, don't look real. It's because of this shift in the cosmic coming to the planet, the solar coming to the planet, in order to help us through this next phase. And the other part, what you talked about in coming back to nature, and, you know, there's a thing called frequency hygiene. Frequency hygiene is something that we live in this EMF field of toxicity. And we've got to learn how do we clean our bodies from all of this radiation and all of this Wi-Fi energy. And you have to come back in nature because what they have now is what they call forest bathing. Forest bathing is when you walk through a forest with trees and all of that, and especially if you grounding, you take your shoes off and you're walking on paths, the thing that you will get is trees emit their leaves. You got maple leaves, you got pine leaves, you get all of these leaves, needles and pine needles, and you get all of these leaves emit an aroma that helps to connect to reactivating your immune system. It's called aromatherapy. And walking in that energy, because this is what trees, the leaves on the trees do. We breathe out carbon, it takes it in, it gives back the oxygen or the energy from the trees. And so we have this reconnecting back to the wood wide web while we're living in the world wide web. We're living in a world wide web, but we come back into the forest to connect to the wood wide web, because that was the first divine intelligence as opposed to the artificial intelligence. And so all of this is happening, like Mama AZ out in Cochise Canyon. She's connecting with the grandfathers out there and the grandmothers, the mountains, because all of those are record keepers. And you have the energy of those on the other side communicating with her. I heard somebody was talking to today saying that they were walking and they start hearing voices saying that, you know, we are with you, we are with you. And I'm going like, those are our ancestors, because we have to understand we have a whole lot of unemployed ancestors because we don't recall them, we don't honor them, we don't speak their name. And when we speak their name and recall them, we activate them in the energies of thought. Brother West is always talking about thought. And we activate by having that thought of that person, activates that person, because as long as you speak their name, they live. It's when you don't speak their name is that that's when they're death. Because that's what we talk about when people are deaf. They can't hear, so if you don't speak it, they're dead. You had it back in the days of leaderships in Egypt and other kingdoms, is that you banished and your name was removed from everything, and you were told that if you spoke that name, you would be killed. It's because that's how you kill a person, by just don't acknowledging with the vibration of your tone, giving a name, or if that name means a number. It's a spell. You kill that spell. Anyway, that's my take on this whole thing. But we're supposed to be, you know, this new moon and this 11-11 energy is really a powerful time that we're moving into, getting ready to go into the winter solstice.
Yes, I concur, and it was you touched on something that I didn't say, which is part of the paid reparations, is we start to hear ringing. Here's ringing. When you hear the ringing, that's part of the spiritual awakening, the voices that you're hearing, you know. And again, be able to distinguish, you know, those good voices of what's transpiring to those negative ones that's telling you to do crazy things and listen to crazy things. And again, not speaking it, like you said, your name is written out. That means you're dead. This is what I said. If we would not have taken that repetitive words of coronavirus and COVID-19 and the Delta variant and the Omicron, all this, when we don't speak it, it dies. We write it out. See, same thing they say when you write, written it out, and you don't speak the name, they're dead. When these words they give us, we don't repeat the words die. They're not going to keep repeating words, and the population, the people, aren't picking up on it and repeating it and saying it. That gives it life. That gives it power. We take all that away. by not even saying it. So, yes, my brother.
I wanted to add something. Yeah, when I was saying we're in the 25th solar cycle, right? The 24th
right.
solar cycle ended in 2019. The corona of the sun went down to its minimum. Now it's going back into its maximum. What did we have happen in 2019? Coronavirus.
Yeah, that's when they basically introduced it, and then
right.
it came out publicly in 2020.
The cycle ended,
ended.
And then they
right.
introduced it, and now they're in it again. It'll go until
mm-hmm.
2025. See, they're using, you know, as above, so below. And because of these orders in the solar system, we're going to get these types of energies to move us up into the next golden age again. Because when you're somebody, Mama AZ, Sister Antoinette, I think, asked her where she's Aquarius. And I think she said, yeah. And the part of it is we're in the age of this, but the part of the Aquarian age is represented. They change it from a woman to a man because she is the birthing of a new era. We're going into this new era of Aquarius Leo.
Correct. Let me cut you for a minute. And again, Mother AZ, if you're still there, come in and let the family know what you need, and hopefully you have a place that you could link them to that they can send the donations, because right now they don't have any place to send it. If you don't have a website or an address to give, that they're able to send the donations to. So Mother AZ, if you're still there before this 10 o'clock hour, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, come back on and talk to the family. Is Mother AZ still there, Sister Internet?
Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah, we can hear you now.
Well, as far as I can see.
Yeah, it's not strong. Go ahead.
I will have a link in the New Day that I can inform everybody, Sister Antoinette. I just want to make sure. This is really special, family. Everything that you said tonight, Brother Harris, and then yesterday, Brother Kwame, I think it was yesterday, was on the show, and even tonight, what he said. In my meditations, meaning you, Brother Kwame, in my meditations at the stronghold, because I got there Friday, it was just like almost word for word the 2 days that you and Brother Kwame, the information that is being shared, is unfreaking believable. So I will make sure that tomorrow I will reach out and let everybody know where to go, where to send it to, because I just have a good feeling, and I've been following my spirit family. It's just amazing. It's a whole nother show. I need to organize and do what I need to do, because something is getting ready to happen in Cochise County and the stronghold. And I know it. I know it. If can I share with you what happened, this going to the stronghold?
Sure.
What happened was I've been teaching there since 2016. And this time I came and I really wanted my spot. I thought I did. But somebody else had it. And then I asked the camper next to that spot, can you help me to build a fire ring? And he says, well, you can't camp here because there's no fire ring, and that means you can't camp here. So why don't you just look around and find you a spot that has a ring? And I said, okay. And I'm like, okay. I went on down and I found like a sweat lodge, like a room, round. And my spot that I have been teaching, 2016, and the spot that I shared a dream, I have it in a video about my mother being 64, and she got pregnant by Cochise. And I asked, and in this vision, family, I was at the stronghold, and I asked my mom, I said, Mom, you're 64. Why in the world would you get pregnant by Cochise? And then Cochise said, come on, girl, I got to help you up this mountain. I said, I only got one leg. He said, that's why I'm here. And I need to share with you that this is a new birthing of like the prodigal son. And I'm like, what? And he says, your mother is doing service for the whole universe by having my child. And he specifically said it was a boy, I mean a guy, and a male. And it gives me chills while I'm telling you this. And this was maybe like 4 years ago that I had this dream or vision or whatever. And I saw that. And where I had that vision recorded is like bookends. The spot where I've been there since 2016 and where I shared the vision is on both sides of the sweat lodge, the wound that I camped. It was so, Brother Kwame had to keep me grounded for a century. I mean, for centuries. And I was having these visions like I used to have at Camp Arizona. And that's another story. I looked at the picture griffs or whatever. There were four people. I got the picture, and I saw it was like they were walking, and the little creature, the deers, everybody. I even heard my javelina, but this one is kind of shy. I got so many messages, family. I'm like, I was so grateful that it was all confirmed. It was confirming to me because I'm in a battle. I'm in a battle with Cochise County. And that's why I could not go anyplace else, and this door where I am now was open. And it's deep, family, and I thank you, all of you, for helping me to get this far, because there have been days I wanted to say just you know what. However, do you hear me now?
Yes,
we can hear you.
Well, that means I'm still on the freaking planet. And this is the a major, major birthing time to be on this planet. And I can only do what I can do with the physical challenges that I have. And I'm not going to give it up. I saw something at the stronghold that confirmed things that had come to me when my dad told me about the numbers. And then Brother Harris, one of my husbands is named Harris. You just can't make this up. You just, honestly, family. So I will get the money, I mean the, where I can, where you can send it to, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful because family, Brother Kwame is on point. We have got to find a way to get closer to nature. As cold as it was, and as it was to be navigating physically, I earthed in my bare feet. I couldn't feel them for a minute, but I just talked to them and say, hey, you know what to do. But however, it was so healing, family. And a lot of my discomfort went away. And I know what I know. I've been doing this for 15 years. And I know what I know. So send that to you, family. Thank you for this time of letting go. Thank you.
Thank you, Mother AG.
Okay. I'm going to mute. I'm trying to get it in my bunk. It's cold. And I'm going to mute.
Thank you, Sister Parrish.
Thank us, Sister Antoinette.
Yes, yes. So, with that, family, I have a couple of little closing statements, a.k.a. questions to entertain your thoughts while you drift off tonight. And one I had mentioned earlier, how do you find the answer? And you find the answer by questioning. Questioning everything and everybody. If you don't know, they won't tell. This is why we have to ask the right questions. See? If you don't ask, even when you ask, if it's not the right questions, they don't tell. If you don't know by now, you best ask somebody. As the song goes, if you don't know me by now, you never, never know me. So if you don't know by now, ask somebody. And you can only fix yourself when you know yourself. If you don't know yourself, you can't fix yourself. So stop spending so much time outside of yourself, listening to other people, other things, because the things you hear, you can't unhear. Those are things now that are put in and on your mind that takes up a lot of precious time because you're not meditating, praying on self, getting self together. That's where it starts, knowing thyself. If you know how, then you'll know why. If you know how something is being done, you'll figure out why it's being done. So with those, just little tidbits to think about. Somebody's trying to say something?
No, it's quiet.
Okay.
Everyone's listening.
So basically, I think we got enough to digest for tonight's class, especially being paid reparations and not waiting on it. Because again, every day that I love the sunshine, I'm starting off with paid reparations. And that's coming directly from nature. To energize myself, yourself. Once you discover nature, you will discover yourself. So when you step out and communicate with nature. Because nature is always communicating with you. We just don't hear it. So with that, family, if nobody else has anything else to add to tonight's class, I hope that we got something from tonight's class that we're able to apply to our lives and make it better. Because that's what we're here for, to make each other better.
Gosh. Love you.
Okay, I heard somebody.
Yeah, I did too. I don't know who it was.
Okay.
It was probably Paris just saying thank us and much love. It is great.
Much love.
It's you, how y'all. I just love it. As long as I'm poor. Oh, man. I love y'all.
Okay? The stronghold
was the bomb. I love y'all.
All right, Mother AZ, we love you too. You take care of yourself. Stay warm. And Brother Kwame, thanks for interjecting. I don't know if you had mentioned about what's going to take place tomorrow dealing with this solar storm.
Yeah, I
that's coming
I don't
off of the sun.
Yeah, Brother Tom, you're still there. If you're still here, can you say what's going to take place tomorrow?
Well, that coronal mass ejection, that was the energies that we're in right now, because that was on the 11th. And so that was a late thing that I sent to you. But it's still having, we are in that sun cycle, and we're going to get a lot more of these corona. When they have the solar cycle, you will get anywhere from somewhere around 115 coronal mass ejections comes off the sun during this cycle. And then
okay.
The sun will... it'll go back into the minimum, and then we won't get as many, but then it'll pick back up again. So it's a cycle that happens, and we're on the 25th one right now, because they started keeping records back in late 1800s, 1700s, yeah, late 1800s, 1900s. Ejections come off, and they start seeing that the sun has this cycle where it'll flare up and it'll shoot off all of these coronal mass ejections, and we'll get the solar winds, and we'll get, you know, electrical storms. We'll even 1859 was a power outage, and then I think it was 1989 or 87 somewhere when they hit Canada and New York, and it knocked out the power there. So they're expecting that, they're saying there's a major one that's looking at going to hit the planet again, a direct hit. They miss us they might go, the solar winds will go over and they won't have a direct hit on the planet. But what happens when they do that, the GPS will knock out, the northern lights will get brighter because I think it was last year, the aurora borealis was seen all the way down in Michigan and part of northern Illinois.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The northern lights usually stay up around Arizona, Minnesota. That's how strong the magnetic field from the Earth has been affected, to where it draws down that energy of the aurora borealis, or the northern lights, as they call it. And those are the waves of energy that's coming from the sun that's passing over current of sun waves.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this takes place tomorrow?
Well, it's today and tomorrow, and the thing that we're looking at is we're still feeling from what the solar winds that came in on the 11/11. And the part of that, the solar winds coming, you've seen we had larger aurora borealis in the last few days. We also are having the reaction that's going on in Iceland with the earthquakes and the volcanoes erupting, getting ready to erupt this, that they're saying it's going to be a major eruption there in Iceland. These are the Schumann frequencies that's in the earth, and they're shifting the plates in the electrical system, in the earth, what they call the Schumann frequency. The frequency is usually about 7.82, 7.89, I mean, around that area. But what happens now is the Schumann frequency is up to 50 hertz in areas because of the energy of the sun hitting the planet and drawing the magnetic field in the earth to that frequency of hertz. And it has an effect on the human body's electrical system, and especially on the brain, because it's just like it's stronger than the waves of the EMS. And this is what source is giving this energy to, for us to have this shift in consciousness, because we're being, you know, this frequency pollution. So it's just as above, so below, and this is what we have to keep an eye on. And being able to see that these alignments that are coming, and, you know, we just had a new moon on the 13th, and then we had that the 3/11s, you know, 11/11/11, because when you added it all up, it came 23 was a 7, and 4 is 11. So you had 11/11/11. We're getting these energy shifts in the numbers, and this is what Brother Eddie is pointing us to with the words and the numbers, but also with the alignment of the numbers on the calendar date. Because I'm looking forward to next year, because I got the numbers coming for me for next year, which is going to be perfect.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's why those solar rays from those corona blasts, corona is 14, which is the 5, and it puts it in the wind, as you're saying, those winds that come from the 14 corona, where wind is 14, and this is what is hitting. It's hitting us, these torrential winds and things that we don't feel, that are coming from as above, so below. It's 23 to 5, where the wind is hitting us so below down here. They came up from the corona 14, came all the way. So, yeah, it's all connected. Yes. And what's actually happening naturally to us from nature, from the cosmos, from the Milky Way, from the universe itself. But as we're getting all of this information, all of this data, and it's speeding up, we're getting more information quicker. But our minds are expanding. But this is the reason that they are speeding up with all of these tragedies, chaos, turmoil happening in every place around the world now, because the people around the world are picking up on this. This is what's
right.
coming from these different, this energy, as you said, that's coming from these solar blasts now.
But they're in alignment with this because they got SOHO, NASA, and what is it, North Oceanic Astronomy.
Oh.
Yeah, all of those are watching. They all watching this. What they got, what they have now is called space weather. Just like we have weather here that they're watching the alignment of the sun and the moon and the energies that surround this planet. They're watching that weather also, because that weather has a great effect on what they're doing with their techno spirit, their techno intelligence, because it'll knock out GPS. They have to recalibrate, just like they had to use when they had automatic pilot on the jets. They had to have the pilot stop using it until they recalibrated it, is because the solar winds and the energies of True North had knocked it out. So they had to have the pilots, you know, fly the plane almost manually and couldn't put it on that automatic pilot because the directional finders on there would misdirect the plane.
Yeah, that's the MO that they've been studying all of this as well as studying us for centuries, not just decades, but centuries. NASA, and once it was established, they've been studying these things for the longest. This is like you said, they use the numbers to do it on dates or specific times. Even that they do specific rituals. All these things are being done. And again, the study shows them when and where things are going to happen. So, yeah.
Well, what it is that it gives them the dates and when these alignments come. But what they're doing is that they have to put the counter to it, and that this is a positive coming, so we got to put interference in it. Like right now, okay, 11-11-11, when they started the APEC conference in San Francisco, where all the countries are coming in with the exception of Africa. China, and this is where Biden and the Chinese president, the Russians are there, you know, all of the different countries are there in the part, and even the countries where all of the immigrants are coming up from out of the South America, part of the are being represented there. And so what you have in San Francisco is that it starts on the November the 11th, and it goes to November the 17th, the 6 days. What did we just have in the Capitol is that they just picked the House of the Secretary, whatever you call the person, third person.
The Speaker of the House.
Speaker of the House. They just redid that, and the Speaker of the House, he did it so he wouldn't shut down the country with the funding. And when did they have to have it together? On the 17th. What is the conference in San Francisco about? The economic conference. This is how their economic policies has to be created. This is why it's going from that to that. So they're in alignment with this. How did they put that the bill has to be, the government has to be back funded of November? 5 days from that, 1963, November the 22nd, what happened? John F. Kennedy.
Oh, okay.
Okay, 63.
November 22nd. 1963.
Okay.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, Kennedy assassination, yeah.
Anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
mean, we how soon we forget?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Deliberately done short-term memory by giving us so much nonsense of distractions. Go ahead.
That's why I said we have to look at, we got PTSD, we got PTSS, post-traumatic slave syndrome. Now we have traumatic growth. We have to decolonize. And we have to understand when they did thing, what that was, is to what they call helpless learning. I mean, yeah, helpless learning. No, learning helpless. No, helpless learning. And this is where they teach you to become helpless and dependent on them by giving you and taking away all of these things of having a job and having all of these necessary resources to be self-sustaining. And then they start giving you universal, giving you a check for this and a check. Now you can get, if you call in and you're not on Medicaid and Medicare, we'll give you $1,700 a month for doing, you know, signing up. That's what they're getting people to release themselves and be dependent on universal health care and universal income, because they're getting ready to change the banking system.
Yes, I hope people are taking notes on that.
Right, and this is the part, because we're distracted about what's going on. And what that's about, in 2004 is when they discovered the natural gas and oil out there in right off the coast of Israel. And
mm-hmm.
that's what they're fighting about, because Palestine still has claim to that also. And they're trying to wipe them out so they don't have any part, just like the movie that just came out, Killers of the Flower Moon, when they were taking the oil from the Osage people in Oklahoma. That's what they're doing to the Palestinians there in Israel, killing them so they can get the gas and the oil. Same story, just a different place on the planet.
Yeah, like you said, same story. It's been done before.
Yeah, and nothing is new under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. And so what we're doing is that we're seeing this, but this is why we can't have you having change in the history, CRT, critical race theory. We don't want you to know how we massacre people, and we have you putting a turkey on the table and eating yourself to death because we massacred all the people that had red skin that lived over there on the East Coast. We giving you a month. We giving you Native American month. How are you giving them a Native American month, and that's the month that you wipe the people out? You know, they got some brass ones, boy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Big kahunas, man. Yes, they do. Yes, indeed.
That's why at Christmas they had, what's the big famous play on Broadway?
Play on Broadway.
The Nutcracker.
Big famous. Oh,
the Nutcracker.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Big kahunas, the Nutcracker.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Yeah. Man.
Almond joys got nuts, but mounds don't. That's because Indian mounds don't have nuts. We have ancestors in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. But
that's the key.
It's been a good show, man. You know,
it's always. Hey. We going to do the best we can, and that's a good thing, because we still here, and we still kicking, you know.
Yeah,
so.
Remember what I told you, man. They burned down all of those trees in Canada. Those solar winds is creating that energy up there in the north, in the northern lights. That Arctic air hasn't got nothing to stop it from coming down in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and all of the northern states. Y'all going to get, just watch this winter.
Yeah, it was supposed to be really cold this winter.
No trees.
Yeah.
They burnt. Remember all of that smoke that was coming down there, and everybody was talking about smoke in New York up there where you were at.
Yeah.
When those Canadian fires was going on, that's why they burnt away all of those trees. Now, if the wind blew the smoke down here from the fire, what's going to stop the cold from coming?
Nothing. It's going to come.
There you go.
It's going to come down here. I'm gonna tell y'all.
Go ahead, Antoinette. I'm done.
No. You're good.
No, but Brother Eddie, y'all go ahead because I know Brother Eddie's got something he got to do, and then you need to get your rest because you've been pushing it.
Yes, she has. And I want to add this last little tidbit to. The Canadian fires and all the smoke, remember, add that to what you've been telling the family, that the new way of getting the vaccine out is through aerosol. It's through the smoke. It's through what we're smelling. So don't think that a lot of this dense smoke that we had during those 2.5-3 months of smoke from the Canadian so-called fires wasn't added vaccine venom
or
that
nanoparticles.
They're now putting, and nanoparticles that they put in the air that people were smelling in more than 23 states, because at the time I got the report and I took a picture of the news report saying it was 23 states, and, you know, that's my five, so I had to take that picture. But you take a picture, it's dated in time. So, you know, that happened way back in June, family, in June.
Oh,
and we were still feeling the effects. We were still feeling the effects in August. So all this is basically during the summer months. What were you saying, Sister Antoinette?
Can y'all tell me, one of you are having, maybe I'm just lost, of a 2-year-old having asthma?
Oh, they've got a bunch of them having
asthma
because my nephew, when he was born, had it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because my granddaughter just got diagnosed and having asthma attack.
But those are particles that are in the air, and what they're breathing is that Wi-Fi wave. That band, they July 1st, they did the 5G and the 5G wave. And so what that is they're able to turn up a higher frequency. This is why one of the phone companies has got the 10G. And this is where they're turning this up because these children are breathing it because what do they use in school? And what do they put in front of? Put in front of
iPads and computers. Yep.
Right. And what is coming off of that? Because that frequency is turned up, and they get close up on it, and it gets off because they what they're doing is Nintendo, whatever one makes Pokemon, They were doing a test in Japan about the Pokemon to see this new creation of Pokemon. So they brought the Japanese children in, and they were going to show them the cartoon. The children started going into convulsions and throwing up. It's because they had put too much frequency in there that started them to react.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that.
Right. Yeah, and see, this is what we're getting because now you have everybody focused on TikTok and all of these other new apps that they're coming up with. Those apps are made for specifically designed for the mind. What
yes.
kind of test do they give a person to see if it tests you in school? An aptitude test.
Yeah. Okay.
An aptitude. That's what they're doing.
Yes.
How to use those apps, how to use those algorithms.
It's a biological time bomb exploding in a time zone. And almost everyone is out of time. It's a time ticking bomb. That's why they own tick tock.
Because it does what? And what comes out of the tick out of the cuckoo clock? One who flew over the cuckoo's nest. The insane asylum.
Yep.
Oh my.
It's all there. They showed us. But see,
this generation
does not remember that because they don't have, they can go back and pull it up, but it wasn't nothing, that wasn't something they was introduced with. They're into all these transformers and all of this technology of being able to scan, you know, the air and look at your screen and wave. This is where they're headed.
That's it. That's why they, even with the children, transformers.
Yeah, more than meets the eye.
Transformers, robots in disguise. Transformers are coming to 50. Another cartoon that they had our children on that was called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Also comes
to a 5. See, there's a lot of these cartoons. With the numbers behind the titles, you start to see, wait a minute, why is something's up. Yeah.
But what they're doing is programming the next generation.
That's it.
The program is for the next, the cartoon. Tune them down. Tune them up. What do you do to a car? You tune it up.
Yeah. If you wanted to work.
These are vehicles of the spirits.
That's why they after, as the title of the class, paid reparations. Paid being 13. That's children, 31.
Because what is the 13th Amendment? So you can't give reparations if you still got an amendment saying that you can still have slaves and indentured servants.
13th and the 14th Amendment. Don't lead
it. No, the 13th is the one that tells them that for a crime, and who makes the laws to say what is a crime? They do. So in essence is until they take that and reword that amendment, you will constantly have the flow, because as long as you have criminal laws and the Justice Department and dealing with the crime of what they say is a crime, then you turn around here and you keep putting your people into captivity.
Yeah.
You can't give them reparations if you still have them in captivity. Why are there so many of us in prisons? I just met a young lady when I was up in North South Carolina, that she went into, she did 20 years. She's only 37, and we were in the kitchen, and we were talking about, let's boil some eggs. She's talking about, I don't know how to boil eggs. She went in as a teenager, and she never learned how to boil eggs.
Brother Kwame, was it her and her sister that went in?
That was what? This was a young lady that. But they have in the prison up there, they have a grandmother, mother, and the daughter all serving time. The grandmother killed a man that she was with. The mother wound up for manslaughter, I think, the same. And now the daughter's in there. Three generations in the same prison.
That's sad. I know.
But they opening up. Yeah, but they're opening up a house. They're opening up a six-bedroom house that they're going to have seven women coming out of incarceration that they're allowing to have two children, that have two children that they're screening and before they bring them in there. And they have a program that they're going to put all of these women and children in that house. It's on an acre and a half land, full of trees, and it's got a big old pond in the back. And they got gardens that they already got beds and stuff that they're going to start growing food in. So these are the kind of places that we have to create what we call oasis.
Our
ancestors, spirit of service. And on the 11-11, I had those women in a sweat lodge and the people that was formed the committees to open this place up. The sister that got run step by step. It's a ministry. And she came out of prison and started this business.
Here's a little sidetrack that gets me. You mentioned that this 37-year-old returning citizen didn't know how to make or boil an egg. I've met females that didn't know how to make a hot dog. Didn't know how to make cereal. All you do is pour damn milk in the cereal. And these people hadn't been to a penitentiary other than the penitentiaries and their state of minds that they were in, that they didn't learn these little bitty things,
how to make a hot dog.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but and that's locking up the brain cells. You don't have to put the body in. You got people walking up and down the street are incarcerated in their mind.
That's it.
They call it mental illness.
Mm-hmm. That's it. And they're becoming easier and easier to identify.
But it's because of what they got. There are more cell phones than there are people on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
There are more cell phones than there are people on the planet. We got 8 billion people on this planet, and they got over 8 billion cell phones on this planet.
Of course, you got people who have 6, 7, 8 cell phones because
right.
Every time a cell phone breaks, they keep it and get a new one. Or it's not working right, or they update it and
or
get the newer version and keep
they
that
don't
one. You got, I mean, you got people got cell phones up the yin yang. Just like now, we used to have back then, if we were fortunate enough to have a TV, we had one TV, and that was in the living room, the family room, where everybody came to look. Now you go to people's houses, it's a TV in every room.
Yeah, I even been walking to a bathroom. I'm going, man, what you doing with this 32-inch TV? Man,
in your
okay, Mr. Gaines. I'm going, are you crazy?
Hey, yes. Yes,
got
man.
Got phones in their bathroom.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy, like I said, but that's our part of the chaos, craziness is to bring order, and that's what we're doing.
What, when they first came out with them, what did they call them?
Mobile phones.
No, I'm talking about the television.
Oh. What you mean, plasma, HD TV, LED?
Where do you get plasma from?
Blood.
That's where they called it that. It's because it's cellular.
And by the way, plasma is 14, family. Back to that 5, those rays from the plasma that they're sending out.
That blue light.
When you have your TV on, that's it.
That blue light.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We used to get the blues by going and listening to B.B. King and Howlin' Wolf and all of, you know, when you had the blues. Now they just turn on the TV.
Yeah, that's why they give you the Blu-ray DVD player. Blue. The
yeah.
Blue.
Blue.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Get lost in that Blu-ray. So,
all right then, family. Sister Antoinette, were you saying you was gonna close with a record before we started talking again?
Well, I was gonna do a clip and then a record.
Okay, well
so,
do it because we still got a little time.
Okay, here we go, y'all.
The primary reason why the individual citizens of a country create a political structure is a subconscious wish or desire to perpetuate their own dependency relationship of childhood. Simply put, they want a human god to eliminate all risk from their life, pat them on the head, kiss their bruises, put a chicken on every dinner table, clothe their bodies, tuck them into bed at night, and tell them that everything will be all right when they wake up in the morning. This public demand is incredible, so the human god, the politician, meets incredibility with incredibility by promising the world and delivering nothing. So who is the bigger liar, the public or the Godfather? This public behavior is surrender born of fear, laziness, and expediency. It is the basis of the welfare state as a strategic weapon, useful against a disgusting public. Most people want to be able to subdue and or kill other human beings which disturb their daily lives, but they do not want to have to cope with the moral and religious issues which such an overt act on their part might raise. Therefore, they assign the dirty work to others, including their own children, so as to keep the blood off their own hands. They rave about the humane treatment of animals, and then sit down to a delicious hamburger from a whitewashed slaughterhouse down the street and out of sight. But even more hypocritical, they pay taxes to finance a professional association of hitmen, collectively called politicians, and then complain about corruption in government. Again, most people want to be free to do things, but they are afraid to fail. The fear of failure is manifested in irresponsibility, and especially in delegating those personal responsibilities to others where success is uncertain or carries possible or created liabilities which the person is not prepared to accept. They want authority, but they will not accept responsibility or liability, so they hire politicians to face reality for them. The people hire the politicians so that the people can, one, obtain security without managing it, two, obtain action without thinking about it, three, inflict theft, injury, and death upon others without having to contemplate either life or death, four, avoid responsibility for their own intentions, five, obtain the benefits of reality and science without exerting themselves in the discipline of facing or learning either of these things. They give the politicians the power to create and manage a war machine to, one, provide for the survival of the nation womb, two, prevent encroachment of anything upon the nation womb, three, destroy the enemy who threatens the nation womb, four, destroy those citizens of their own country who do not conform for the sake of stability of the nation womb. Politicians hold many quasi-military jobs, the lowest being the police, which are soldiers, the attorneys and the CPAs next, who are spies and saboteurs, and the judges who shout the orders and run the closed union military shop for whatever the market will bear. The generals are industrialists. The presidential level of commander-in-chief is shared by the international bankers. The people know that they have created this farce and financed it with their own taxes, but they would rather knuckle under than be the hypocrite. Thus, a nation becomes divided into two very distinct parts, a docile subnation and a political subnation. The political subnation remains attached to the docile subnation, tolerates it, and leeches its substance until it grows strong enough to detach itself and then devour its parent. Human beings are machines, levers which may be grasped and turned, and there is little real difference between automating a society and automating a shoe factory. Factor 1. As in every social system approach, stability is achieved only by understanding and accounting for human nature. A failure to do so can be, and usually is, disastrous. As in other human social schemes, one form or another of intimidation, or incentive, is essential to the success of the draft. Physical principles of action and reaction must be applied to both internal and external subsystems. To secure the draft, individual brainwashing, programming, and both the family unit and the peer group must be engaged and brought under control. Factor 2. Father. The man of the household must be housebroken to ensure that Junior will grow up with the right social training and attitudes. The advertising media, etc., are engaged to see to it that father-to-be is compliant before or by the time he is married. He is taught that he either conforms to the social notch cut out for him or his sex life will be hobbled and his tender companionship will be zero. He is made to see that women demand security more than logical, principled, or honorable behavior. By the time his son must go to war, father, with jelly for a backbone, will slam a gun into Junior's hand before father will risk the censure of his peers or make a hypocrite of himself by crossing the investment he has in his own personal opinion or self-esteem. Junior will go to war, or father will be embarrassed. So Junior will go to war, the true purpose notwithstanding. Factor 3. Mother. The female element of human society is ruled by emotion first and logic second. In the battle between logic and imagination, imagination always wins. Fantasy prevails. Maternal instinct dominates so that the child comes first and the future comes second. A woman with a newborn baby is too starry-eyed to see a wealthy man's cannon fodder or a cheap source of slave labor. A woman must, however, be conditioned to accept the transition to reality when it comes or sooner. As the transition becomes more difficult to manage, the family unit must be carefully disintegrated, and state-controlled public education and state-operated child care centers must become more common and legally enforced so as to begin the detachment of the child from the mother and father at an earlier age. Inoculation of behavioral drugs can speed the transition for the child. Factor 4. Junior. The emotional pressure for self-preservation during the time of war and the self-serving attitude of the common herd that have an option to avoid the battlefield is all of the pressure finally necessary to propel Johnny off to war. Their quiet blackmailings of him are the threats. No sacrifice, no friends, no glory, no girlfriend. Factor 5. Sister. And what about Junior's sister? She is given all the good things of life by her father and taught to expect the same from her future husband regardless of the price. Factor 6. Cattle. Those who will not use their brains are no better off than those who have no brains. And so this mindless school of jellyfish, father, mother, son, and daughter, become useful beasts of burden or trainers of the same. So now you know. You can see every step that the elite have taken in their war to control this once great nation. You can see the steps that will be taken in the future. You can no longer pretend innocence. Your denial of the conspiracy will fall on deaf ears. This tape is part of the education that will give Americans the weapons needed in the coming months and years of hardship as the New World Order struggles to be born. Truths cannot be negated or shrugged away. The message is this. You must accept that you have been cattle and the ultimate consequence of being cattle, which is slavery, or you must prepare to fight and, if necessary, die to preserve your God-given right to freedom.
Okay, Brother Eddie, you want to give something on that?
No, he said it all. He said it all. That was good, and hopefully the family took in what was given. Everything that we talked about when we talk about is basically what he's talking about. The sheeple, the followers, blindly into a ditch.
That was Bill Gates, Behold the Pale Horse.
Fourth chakra, the pale horse.
Yes.
And what I sent to both of y'all is called helpless learning. Learning is a theory and a it's like Maslow's dog. The thing that they did was they first tried it out on dogs and giving them shock treatments and different things. And then it became to where it became helpless, and it depended on, just like what you said, that clip showed, and that's called helpless learning. And it's a method of training that they have perfected in what they're doing and being able to do what that clip just said.
Oh, okay. Great.
Brain/ mind control.
Right.
Go ahead, Sister Antoinette.
Okay, well, if y'all have anything you want to say or anything, put your hands up and we'll let you in. Other than that, I'm going to play a song, and, you know, if y'all don't have your hands up by the end of the song, we're going to end it or close out the class.
Okay.
It's your boy, Papa Duck. Your boy, Papa Duck. Add this to your playlist. This is your playlist.
That they can do anything they want to us. We might not be back. I might be in jail. I might be anywhere. But when I leave, you can remember I said with the last words on my lips that I am a revolutionary.
Lady, I'm your knight in shining armor, and I love you. You have made me what I am. You have made me what I am.
What's her name? Her name Freedom. 400 years, I'm still waiting to meet her. 40 acres in the view. The government so full of shit, and black folk ain't so content. Still voting for the president. Gave you the Bible, say read it. You shoulda knew then. Ain't no white man gon' jump on no cross and come say your black ass. I'm sorry, bro. I ain't trying to come between your religion, but God gave you common sense for a reason. I pay attention. Planned Parenthood wanna stop us from reproducing, but they don't wanna stop the police for upping and shooting. The food that we eat, the government know it's cancerous. Doctors get paid to put your ass on dialysis. Mama sick right now, I know you heard, but don't give her them pills, my nigga, give her them herbs. Chinese buying up land in Africa and Jamaica. Acting like you sleep, my nigga, y'all better wake up. And Bill Gates, don't worry, cause we gon' get you too. Catch you at an interview, hit your ass with that woo-de-woo. I'm Haitian, so won't need no vaccination. I just call on the gods and we can settle the odds.
Your love, and oh girl,
All my women, take a stand. Raise your right hand. Never say that you don't need a man. Hell, we need each other. We need to just stick together. Only thing they gon' do is just turn against one another. Conspiracy and Rico, some shit that they don't wanna speak on. Niggas going to prison for fucking with them PPP loans. My dog at the crib, he happy, he got his stimulus. Saying to myself, this all y'all think a nigga worth. Get that shot in your arm, y'all must be crazy. From the same motherfuckers round here kidnapping babies. Emasculating men, it quickly became a trend. Now they wearing tight pants, my nigga shit, I'm just saying. Robot artificial, go study what's humanism. Black folks showing up dead with their organs missing. You might not like it, but Trump and Joe Biden work for the same people. So please don't get excited. And Bill Gates, don't worry, cause we gon' get you too. Catch you at an interview, hit your ass with that woo-de-woo. I'm Haitian, so won't need no vaccination. I just call on the gods and we can settle the odds.
People in general, we coming. We coming.